Thank you and good morning, everyone.
多謝各位早晨。
It's an honor to be here.
好榮幸嚟到大家當中今日。
And I want to thank your leadership for the opportunity for us to come and share with you today.
好多謝教牧同工俾機會我哋同大家今朝分享。
I'd like to show you a picture of my beautiful family.
希望先同大家分享我美麗嘅全家福。
By day, I have a real estate investment business.
日頭我有做地產嘅一啲嘅投資嘅生意。
But almost every weekend of the year,
但差唔多每年每一個嘅週末
，as a family we connect with churches about the ministry of compassion.
我哋成家都會出動去唔同教會度分享關於希望會嘅事工。
And you can see my beautiful wife Camille there.
你可以見到我美麗嘅太太 Camille。
So, she is a worship artist, a songwriter.
她一位的敬拜工作者是一位的 作曲家。
And you can also see our three very handsome boys.
你都可以看到我三位很英俊的仔。
And they all have hair.
她都有头发的。
And they're all single.
她都是独身的。
So if you know of someone, then we can talk after the service.
所以如果你只要想介紹的話，之後跟我講就可以了。
So, how many of you here have heard about the Ministry of Compassion Canada or Compassion International?
你有誰聽過加拿大希望會或者國際希望會事工的？
I believe that some of you have sponsored a child with compassion before.
我相信你都有贊助希望會幫助的兒童。
And we'd like to thank you for that.
我們很想多謝你。
And how many of you here have not heard of the Ministry of Compassion Canada?
哪位在這裡沒聽過希望會工作的？請舉手。
Okay, so this will be new for some people as well.
所以今天會有新的，大家會知道關於希望會的事。
I'd like to begin by telling you about a place I would go as a child.
我會先開始的時候跟你說一個我小時候經常去的地方。
It was a beautiful place where three rivers met together.
是一個很漂亮的地方，是三條河匯聚的地方。
And they became one large river.
變成一條很大的河。
We would always go for walks to this park.
我小時候經常會去那裡去公園行街。
And sometimes we would just stand and stare at this amazing thing.
有時我們只站在那裡只是去欣賞這麼美麗的景色。
Has anyone ever seen a place where rivers come together to make a larger river?
大家有沒有見過那些河流匯聚變成一條大河的地方啊？
It's very powerful and it's very beautiful.
是很壯麗、很美麗的。
And that's a good picture for us of what it is like to follow Jesus.
我相信是一個很美麗的圖畫，提醒我們應該怎樣跟隨基督。
When we start following Jesus, we learn about what his priorities are for us.
當我們跟隨基督時，我們開始知道他的優先次序是什麼。
And we learn one of the priorities of Jesus.
我哋发现主耶稣其中一个优先嘅次序
，and we start to live that out in our lives。
我哋就开始去喺生命中行出嚟
，and that becomes like a small river。
咁变成一个细小嘅河流
，and then we learn another priority of Jesus。
跟住我哋学识另外主耶稣其他嘅优先次序
，we start to live it out in our lives again。
跟住继续行出嚟
，and that river is added to the first river。
咁就好似两条河汇聚一齐咁
，and this process continues。
呢个程序会继续落去。
As we understand God's heart,
我哋开始明白神嘅心意。
The things that are most important to Him,
我哋开始明白紧咩事对神系最紧要嘅。
The things that really matter, that are eternal,
乜嘢最紧要有永恒价值嘅。
And eventually, the river gets wider and wider and wider.
最终条河变成越来越宽阔。
And that's a picture of your testimony to the world.
呢个就系你对住世界有嘅见证。
And they look at you as an individual.
他们看你作为一个人。
As a family.
作为一个家庭。
As a church family.
作为一个教会家庭。
And they say that is a powerful and beautiful picture.
他们说这个真是有力真是美丽的图画。
That's what it looks like to follow Jesus.
跟随主就有这样的效果。
And so today we want to learn more about the priorities of Jesus for our lives.
所以今天我们想知道更多关于主耶稣的优先次序。
One of the priorities is people who are lost.
其中一个优先次序是失丧的人。
Let's read, as we just did a moment ago, Matthew 28:19, please.
我读给大家听。所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
When we lean in close to the heart of Jesus today,
当我们靠近神的心意的时候，
And we see what is in his heart.
我哋見到佢心裏邊緊張嘅事。
What really matters to him?
對佢嚟講咩係緊要嘅時候?
We can see that it's the nations of the world.
我哋見到世界各國嘅民族。
He wants lost people to come to him.
佢希望失喪嘅人翻到佢個身邊。
So that they can know his healing in their lives.
讓佢去醫治佢哋。
And his comfort.
亦都讓佢安慰佢哋。
And his strength.
讓佢明白佢嘅力量。
And his goodness.
明白佢嘅恩典。
And his mercy.
明白佢嘅恩惠。
And his faithfulness.
明白佢嘅信心。信實。
God wants our hearts to have the same heartbeat as his.
神希望我哋靠近嘅心有佢同樣嘅脈搏。
So that our hearts will also beat the lost. The lost.
讓我哋明白佢心意，都去為失喪嘅人去紀念佢哋。
This is a picture of one of the girls that our family sponsored through Compassion.
呢其中一個女孩子係我哋屋企透過希望會去贊助嘅。
You can see her there with the whole family on the motorbike.
你見到佢同成家人坐喺個電單車上高。
And she's sitting right in front of her father.
佢就坐喺個爸爸前面個位啦。
And her nickname is Cat Cat.
佢花名係 Cat Cat。
And as you know, it's Thailand, the nation of Thailand where she grew up.
你知道泰國呢個地方。
Is very often a difficult place for a young girl to grow up.
係對年幼嘅女孩子一個好困難嘅地方。
There's a lot of poverty.
有好多貧窮嘅情況。
Some families get very, very desperate.
有啲家庭冇曬辦法。
So much so that they'll sell their daughters to be trafficked.
甚至要賣佢哋嘅女兒。
And so we were so happy as a family to be able to sponsor Cat Cat with Compassion.
所以我哋屋家人都好開心可以透過希望會去贊助Cat Cat。
When she came to the Compassion Center, she did not know Jesus.
當佢嚟到希望會中心嘅時候，佢都未認識主耶穌。
And her whole family did not know Jesus.
佢成家都未認識主耶穌。
And eventually, as she heard about God's love,
最後當佢聽到關於神嘅愛。
She opened up her heart to Jesus.
她打開心扉去迎接神,
and she came to Jesus.
她認識主神主。
In compassion ministry,
在希望會工作當中,
one child is coming to Jesus every 4 minutes.
每4分鐘就有一個小孩子認識主耶穌。
Through the whole year.
全年每4分鐘就有一位。
Coming to Jesus every 4 minutes.
每4分鐘就認識主耶穌。
And she began to grow in her faith.
跟住佢信心越嚟越大。
She became a worship leader.
佢變成一個領敬拜者。
And she got vocational training to help her get out of poverty.
佢亦都有一個工作上嘅訓練，佢可以脫離貧窮。
But not only that.
不單止係咁。
We also found out that her whole family came to Jesus.
我哋都發現佢成家都信咗主。
On average, when one child comes to know Jesus through compassion,
平均當每一個小朋友因為希望會信耶穌嘅時候,
another 4 family members also come to know Jesus.
佢另外4個家人都會信耶穌。
So about once a minute or a little less than once a minute,
所以大概每分鐘都有一個人信耶穌。
Someone is coming to know Jesus through the ministry of compassion.
每一分鐘都有人因為希望會工作嚟信耶穌。
They are found.
佢哋被尋找,
they are found.
佢哋被神尋找到,
they are no longer lost.
佢哋唔再失喪。
And so Jesus invites us to share his heart with him.
所以主耶穌邀請我哋將佢心、佢愛心同人分享。
And to live out this priority in our lives.
喺我生命中去活出佢優先次序。
Seeing people who do not know Jesus.
見到一啲未認識神嘅人,
come to know the hope that is in him.
見到佢哋有機會認識主、認識神。
The next group is the least.
下一組是我叫最微小的。
Let's read from Matthew chapter 25.
我和大家讀 34 to 40, right?
Yes, please.
馬太福音第25章34至40節。 於是王要向那右邊的說, 你們這蒙我父賜福的, 可來承受那創世以來為你們所預備的國。 因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我作客旅，你们留住我；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。二人就回答说：主啊，我什么时候看见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？给什么时候给你作客旅留住你，或是赤身露体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？主要回答说：我实在告诉你们，这些事在你们既作在我这弟兄中最小的中一个最小的身上，就是作在我身上了。
At the end of time, Jesus said there will be two surprised groups of people.
主耶稣讲到在末世嘅时候，会有两群嘅人。
The first will say, "We didn't know that we saw you, Jesus."
一群人话：主啊，我冇见过你。
When did we see you?
我几时见过你啊？
And he says, when you saw the least of these in society.
他就说当你见到你社会中最微小的一个时候。
And this group completely ignores those people.
一群人完全去不理那班人。
And Jesus said, when you ignored them, it was like you were ignoring me.
耶稣说当你们遗弃他们的时候就好像遗弃我一样。
He identifies with the people who are the most hopeless in life.
他将自己等同那些人生中最没希望的群人当中。
And the second group was also surprised.
第二群人一样是这么吃惊。
They said, when did we see you, Jesus?
他们说主我几时见过你啊？
And he said, you saw me when you saw the least of these.
他当你见到你当中最微小的人你就见到我了。
They were thirsty.
他们口渴。
And they were hungry.
他们肚饿。
And they were alone.
他们孤单。
And you cared for them.
但你去照顾他们。
And when you cared for them, you cared for me.
当你照顾他们的时候，你就是照顾我。
And I will reward you as though you had shown kindness to me, the king.
因为你，我会奖赏你们，就好像你当时去照顾我一样。
God wants our hearts to be beating for the least, the least.
神希望我们的心，我们的脉搏为了最微小人而跳动。
The people that, the world thinks they're just, garbage, they'll just throw them away.
当世人觉得他们没用是垃圾的时候
Jesus sees them.
主耶稣见到他们
And he sees the potential that's in their lives.
他见到他们生命中有的潜质潜力
This is a picture of a man named Everett Swanson.
这个是 Eric Swanson 的一幅相
He went to Korea during the Korean War.
他韩战的时候去到南韩
And he was preaching to the Korean troops.
他就向住韩国军队去讲传福音，去讲道。
And he was surprised to see the poverty that was in the streets.
他在街上见到的他们的贫穷状态，他很吃惊。
And thousands of little children like this were abandoned.
有很多儿童被遗弃，就好像图片中的两位一样。
One of the little boys, that was out in the streets,
其中一位在街道上
came and stole his jacket.
他偷了他的外套。
And he chased after the boy.
Swanson 就跟着追着他。
And he found the little boy, hiding under his jacket in the street.
他就见到后来见到个小朋友在用件外套冚住自己匿埋在街上高。
And he is just trying to stay warm enough to survive one more day.
原来他只不过因为想我件外套来取暖。
To get enough food to eat.
去找足够食物生存。
When there is unrest in a country,
当国家出现动荡
very often the children suffer the most.
很多时候最受苦最大的儿童
And he was flying home on the airplane.
他在回家的途中
And it was as though he could hear God's voice.
就好像他听到神的声音
In the rhythm of the engines.
就好像一路听着飞机的引擎声，他听到神的声音一样。
And he heard God speaking to him.
他听到神跟他讲说话。
Saying, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?"
他说你会怎么做啊？你会怎么做啊
？And he got home and he gathered some friends together.
他回到家的时候，他就叫好多嘅朋友一齐。
And they sponsored these children.
他哋一齐就赞助呢啲嘅儿童。
This was the start of the Ministry of Compassion International.
希望国际希望会就系咁样开始噶啦。
And now about 1.9 million children around the world are sponsored with compassion.
现时希望会赞助儿童数目高达190万人。
But things were so bad in the country at that time.
但嗰阵时候情况好差。
That sanitation workers would come out into the streets every day.
每日都会有人去倒垃圾去清洁。
And they would see piles of garbage and newspapers and rags.
他们会找到很多垃圾堆.
And some of the piles they would pick up and take away.
有时他们会拿走一堆的垃圾.
And some piles they would just leave there.
但留下另外一堆在这里.
And Everett Swanson asked, what's going on in your country?
Swanson就说,为什么这样做的你们?
And they said, well, when they come to a pile and they kick the pile,
他们说,当你去一堆垃圾,那时你踢一踢它,
and they start to see the pile move,
如果你看到垃圾开始动的时候,
they know there's a little child under that pile of rags.
就代表有一个孩子在垃圾堆下底.
And they stayed warm enough to last one more day.
他们躺在下底要取暖.
And if they kick the pile and there's no movement,
如果踢,那时垃圾堆没有动的时候,
then they know the child has died.
他知道下底的孩子已经死了.
And they would get picked up and taken away to the dump.
他就会好像倒垃圾一样,连垃圾和人一起倒走.
Fortunately, the church became very strong in Korea.
感谢神,韩国教会变得很强大.
And the economy got better.
他经济很好.
And many years later, compassion was reintroduced back into Korea.
很多年之后, 希望会再次去到南韩当中.
And the president of compassion was there giving an amazing speech.
希望会主席去当中,他跟他演讲有一个很好的演讲。
And saying, this is what compassion is all about, this is what is important to us.
告诉他,听着,希望会做什么工作,对他来说什么是重要的。
And so, a man over on this side kept interrupting him.
突然间,里面有一个人不停在骚扰他。
He's waving his arms.
不停在挥手。
And he said, it looks like you have something to say, sir.
主席就说,好像你想说话。
And the man stands up.
那个人起身。
And he says, you don't need to tell us about compassion.
你不需要告诉我,希望会做过什么。
I am your child.
我就是你其中一个孩子。
I was one of those boys.
我就是其中一个你赞助的孩子。
And all over the room, people are standing up.
整个房里面,整个窝里面,很多人起身。
And maybe some of them have some gray hair.
有些人可能已经老到两鬓斑白。
And they're saying, we are your children.
他说,我们都是你赞助的孩子。
We would have been hauled away.
如果不是你们,我们会被人垃圾车队,
but you cared about the least of these.
但你关心最微小的一个。
And now we're leaders in the church in Korea.
现在我就是南韩教会里面的领袖。
And now we're caring for the least of these in our country and other nations.
我们现在就想帮助在国家里面最微小的和其他国家。
We're leaders in education and government, every part of society.
我们在社会每一个角落作为领袖。
Because Jesus saw something in us.
因为主耶稣在我们生命里面见到一些的特质。
And you saw something in us.
你亦都见到我们当中的潜力。
God wants our hearts to be beating for the least of these.
神想我们的心为了最微小的人去关心。
And the third group we want to look at today,
第三组我想, the littlest. 第三组今天我想看的人。
Let's read from Matthew chapter 18 and Matthew chapter 19.
是最年幼的。 我读两段经文给大家。凡为我的名接待一个长者小孩子的，就是接待我。凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把一担磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。跟住第二段。那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们。 因为在天国的正是这样的人，耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去了。
When we read passages like this,
当我们读到这些经文的时候,
we have to agree together,
我们一定要同意,
that little people are a big priority to Jesus.
小朋友在主的眼中是很重要的。
The disciples did not understand this.
他们门徒但不明白他的意思。
They had the wrong strategy.
他们有不同的策略。
They were thinking, let's get Jesus to the important people.
门徒觉得应该将耶稣介绍给重要的人。
Let's get Jesus to the adults.
我们让主耶稣和那些大人见面。
Because they have the real power in society.
因为大人在社会里面先有权力。
And Jesus says, actually your strategy is not really my strategy.
但主说你这策略和我策略完全不一样。
He said, disciples, I want you to make the way clear for 他们, children to come to me.
他们门徒你应该去开一条路给小朋友来到我前面。
Just clear the way and make it easy for them to come to me.
开路给他们, 让他们容易来到我前面。
For the kingdom of heaven belongs to little people.
因为天国属于小朋友。
And if you want to have a big kingdom impact,
如果你想对天国有一个大的影响,
then focus on little people.
你就要专注在小朋友工作上高。
They are strategic in my kingdom.
他们对我的国度来说是很重要的。
And they open their hearts more quickly to my kingdom.
他们对于我的福音也都是更快接受。
And they embrace the kingdom.
他们拥抱天国。
Disciples focus on little people.
哦，主的门徒要看重小朋友。
So God wants our hearts to be also beating for the littlest, the littlest.
神要我哋心意都系看顾小朋友，最年幼嘅。
I want to introduce you to Jonathan from the Dominican Republic.
我想向你介绍多米尼加嘅一位嘅弟兄叫 Jonathan。
You can see him there with a nice beard.
有胡须嗰位就系 Jonathan。
And a big Dominican smile.
跟住有个多米尼加人独有嘅好大嘅笑容。
Jonathan was telling us a little bit about his story.
Jonathan 以前同我讲佢嘅故仔。
He grew up in terrible poverty in the Dominican.
佢一个好贫穷嘅地区长大。
He grew up in a neighborhood where no one would ever get out of the neighborhood.
佢自己一个啲人都完全冇办法离开个社区，一个贫穷社区。
Generation after generation, they're stuck there.
一代又来，一代又去，佢都喺嗰个社区里面生活。
He was living with just his mother.
他只是跟他妈妈一起住。
And every day she would send him out into the streets.
每天他都会叫出街。
And she'd say, okay, Jonathan.
他跟他说 Jonathan, 啊,
go out again today.
你要出去了。
And sell these little bags of juice.
你要买一些小一袋袋的果汁。
And then we'll have enough food to eat.
你买到我们就有饭吃了。
So every day he has to go out just to make enough money to eat.
所以每日他都要开工去搵人搵钱搵钱搵饭食。
And then he was also rejected by his father.
他都被他的父亲遗弃。
His father had a family already.
他父亲在生他的时候已经有家室。
And he had a wife.
有太太。
And he secretly had an affair with Jonathan's mom.
他跟 Jonathan 的妈咪有一个警棍有一个关系。
I don't know what it's just.
I can't think of a good term for it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
But that they understand. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So,
外遇关系。
Yeah. And one day, the man's family found out about the secret.
有一日，佢嘅爸爸个令之前个家室发现咗佢嘅秘密。
And the father was so full of shame and anger.
佢爸爸就好内疚，亦都好愤怒。
He came to this little boy, Jonathan.
去到 Jonathan 嗰度。
And he said, "You're a mistake."
佢话你系一个错误嚟噶。
I never want to see you again.
我唔应该生你，亦都唔想再见到你。
This is what this little boy was living with.
呢个小朋友就系咁样嘅情况之下长大。
But
但系
he was sponsored with compassion.
但系希望会赞助佢。
And he went home.
佢翻到屋企。
And he read a letter from his compassion sponsor.
突然间读到佢希望会有一个赞助人。
And his sponsor said these words.
嗰个赞助人喺信里边咁讲。
Jonathan, today I was thinking of all the things I'm grateful for.
Jonathan, 我今日谂到我所有需要感恩嘅嘢。
And I want you to know I'm grateful for you.
我想你知道我为你而感恩。
And he started to have a new message spoken into his life.
Jonathan 从此有个新嘅信息入到佢心里边。
Poverty was telling him all kinds of lies.
贫穷令到佢心里面有好多嘅虚假嘅信息。
But some people came into his life.
但有啲人去到佢生命当中。
And they started to tell him the truth.
佢将真相话俾佢听。
And the truth started to set him free.
真相令到佢得到自由。
The workers at the Compassion Center spoke truth into his life.
希望会中心嘅童工将真相话俾佢听。
And they said, Jonathan, you are gifted by God.
Jonathan, 你好有恩赐，系神俾你恩赐。
You have things inside of you that no one else in the world has.
你里边有恩赐，系全世界冇人有嘅。
And there's a special purpose for your life.
神喺你心目中有个特别嘅意思。
God is with you.
神同你一齐。
And that began to change this little boy.
那个信息开始令这个小朋友改变。
And he began to walk around the neighborhood in a different way.
连他走路的方法都变得不同了。
He began to walk through the neighborhood with his chest puffed out.
他开始挺胸昂首地走。
And fire in his eyes.
眼里面有火焰。
And he knew that God was with him.
他知道神跟他同在。
And God was calling him to something better.
神呼召他做一些更大的事。
And that he mattered.
他是重要的。
When we met Jonathan, he was working for Compassion.
当我们认识碰见 Jonathan的时候， 他帮希望会工作。
And you could see his heart for more kids to get sponsored with Compassion.
你看到他多么希望有更多小朋友可以因为希望会得到赞助。
So that we could bring in all the children who were on the outside looking in.
他希望有更多的赞助人，所以他可以将街上的小朋友都带入希望会中心里面。
So they could experience what he experienced.
让那些小朋友都感觉到他小时候感觉到的喜乐。
And I remember the moment that we met Jonathan.
我记得我碰到Jonathan的那一刻。
All of his friends were around us.
他所有朋友都在我们一起。
And they said, we want you to meet our friend Jonathan.
他朋友跟我说，我想向你介绍Jonathan。
So we're like, okay.
他说，介绍就介绍咯。
And we went to shake his hand.
那我跟Jonathan握手。
And they said, this is our friend Jonathan.
他说，这是我们的朋友Jonathan。
And he is going to be the president of the Dominican Republic.
而他将会成为多米尼加的总统。
And we were in shock.
我们都很吃惊。
Because he's in his 20s.
因为他只有20多岁。
And then his friends said it again.
他朋友再一次讲，
this is our friend Jonathan.
这是我们的朋友Jonathan。
And he is going to be the prime minister, the president of the Dominican Republic.
他将会成为多米尼加总统。
They all believed in the sense of calling that he had in his life.
他们都相信他生命里面的呼召。
And they were helping him with a political campaign.
他们帮助他现在其实在竞选。
And he is running to be a senator in the year 2020.
他将会在2020年参选做参议员。
He believes God is calling him to national influence.
他相信神呼召他影响整个国家。
As a Christ follower.
作为一个神的跟从者。
And I believe he will be at least a senator, if not the president.
我都相信他至少应该做到参议员， 就算做不到总统都。
If you could look into his eyes and talk to him,
你跟他讲话的时候， 你可以见到他的眼目。
And listen to his friends,
可以听他朋友讲说话。
Maybe you would start to believe too.
当你看到你的眼神，听到朋友讲话， 可能你都会相信。
That God has something wonderful for him.
神在他生命里有一个大的一个计划。
But none of that happens
但是这一切都不会发生，
unless someone who has a heart who beats with the heart of Jesus.
如果当时没有一个赞助人有主耶稣基督的心肠，
and sees a Jonathan when they're little,
如果他们看不到当Jonathan还是小朋友的时候，
and invests in them,
看不到他们的潜力，
and prays for them,
而为他们祈祷，
and believes in them,
而相信他。
God, allow our hearts to beat with your heart.
神让我们的心和他的心一样。
The reason why we are so excited about the ministry of compassion,
我们为了希望会工作这么热心的原因,
is that it allows us to care for the lost, the least, and the littlest.
是因为它帮助我们去照顾失丧的人、最微小的人和最年幼的人。
Over 80% of the children that come into compassion,
超过八成入到嚟希望会嘅小朋友，
are coming from non-Christian homes.
八成嘅系来自非基督徒嘅家庭。
Over 80% of the children that come in,
超过八成嚟到希望会嘅小朋友，
are coming from families that make less than $2 a day.
佢哋来自每日赚得少过$2嘅家庭。
They are the lost and the least.
佢哋又系失丧，亦都系最微小嘅。
And they're also the littlest.
佢哋都系小朋友，最细小嘅。
Because compassion is working with children from birth to about age 19.
因为希望会嘅工作对象系由出生到大概19岁。
So when we sponsor a child with compassion,
所以当你透过希望会赞助一个小朋友嘅时候，
we know that we're doing something that is close to the heart of Jesus.
我哋知道我哋做一啲系主耶稣基督关心嘅事。
I want to share with you, before we watch a video,
在我们看video之前，我想跟你分享，
The four things that make compassion unique.
四个令到使到希望会特别嘅嘢。
And different from other child sponsorship organizations.
四样嘢系令到希望会同其他去支持小朋友嘅事工系唔一样嘅。
The first is that compassion is Christ-centered.
第一个重点系希望会系以基督为中心。
We believe that the best way to get someone out of poverty.
我哋相信最好令到有啲人脱离贫穷嘅方法。
Is to give them an opportunity to come to Jesus.
就系俾机会佢哋相信主耶稣。
Then they start to see themselves and the world differently.
佢哋就开始见到自己都见到世界不一样。
This is a little boy named Francisco.
呢个小朋友叫 Francisco.
And we were able to sponsor him.
我哋有机会赞助佢。
And we prayed for him.
我哋为佢祈祷。
And one day we were able to pray with him to lead him to Jesus.
有一日我哋有机会同佢祈祷，让佢信耶稣。
Compassion is also child-focused.
希望会都将重点放喺小朋友身上。
Most people who come to Jesus,
大部分人信耶稣,
come to Jesus before they reach the age of 15.
系佢15岁之前。
So when is the best time to reach people?
所以最好传福音时间几时啊？
Before they reach the age of 15.
就喺佢哋15岁之前。
But a very small amount of our missions giving,
但系我哋差传嘅资源当中好少部分。
Goes towards reaching the young.
好少部分用于去向小朋友传福音。
And developing them.
去发展佢哋。
And discipling them.
去帮助佢哋成长。
Compassion is also church-based.
希望会亦都系同教会合作嘅。
Very often, when foreigners see poverty in another country,
好多时候当外国人见咗一个国家有贫穷嘅情况。
They think, let's come up with a solution.
他就说我们要找一个答案，找一个方法帮助。
Did you know most times it's the wrong solution?
你知不知他想的方法通常都是错的?
Usually it's a short-term solution.
通常都是比较短时的方法。
And when the help leaves,
当他们的帮助离开的时候,
the people are left with even less hope than they had before.
那些本地的人, 比以前更加少。
But compassion is always working through a local church like yours.
但希望会成日都系同地方嘅教会合作，好似我哋教会咁。
They know the language, they know the culture.
地方教会明白当地嘅语言，当地嘅文化。
They know the people that are there.
佢哋明白佢哋服侍嘅对象。
And in 5 years, they're still there.
5年之后，教会仍然存在。
In 25 years, they are still there in that community.
25年之后，教会仍然喺社区中服侍。
And the fourth thing is that compassion is committed to financial integrity.
最后一样希望会是用一个诚信的态度处理财务。
Compassion always ranks as one of the top charities in the world.
希望会从来都是世界上其中一个最受信赖的慈善机构。
When it comes to financial integrity.
当我们讲到是一个财务诚信的时候。
Sponsoring a child with compassion is $41 a month.
当你去赞助一个小朋友是每个月$41。
And so you can have assurance.
你可以肯定的知道.
That every dollar is used in the best possible way.
所有金钱都会是用在他们身上.
So that there can be direct benefit for the child that you sponsor.
用最好的方法是直接会帮助你所赞助的小朋友.
So we'd like to show you a video now.
我现在想让你看一个影片。
And this shows you the kind of impact you have.
让你睇到你可以有喺一个小朋友身上嘅影响力。
When you care for the lost, the least, and the littlest.
当你关心失丧嘅微小嘅同埋细小嘅人。
By sponsoring a child with compassion.
当你透过希望会赞助佢哋嘅时候，你可以有嘅影响力。
My father was taken away from us, and by that I mean he was murdered. Nothing was the same for me. My mother had no job. My father was the only breadwinner. We moved from where we stayed to a place called Naguru Kasenke, which is one of Uganda's largest slums. And then I was introduced to our new home, which was a 12 by 12 room. I looked up on the roof. It was a tin roof that had holes in it. That was a night that we would stay standing. get little buckets placed just where the holes in the roof are and wait until morning. A reality hit me that day, that this was life. Poverty began to speak to me as a child. I felt I was nothing. I didn't matter. Nobody cared to know my name. I think the best way I could describe who I was and what I thought is the word hopeless. My mother, in tears, approached one of her friends just to share with her friend. And her friend shared with her about compassion. Compassion staff members immediately came to our home. I remember them coming with files to get details of who we were, what our story was. I got the news that a young lady, Heather, she was 15 years old, a teenager. She had decided to sponsor me. I cannot find the words to describe the joy that filled our home when we got the news. Richmond, you've got a sponsor, which means you can now go back to school. That ushered in me an opportunity to rekindle this hope that was taken away. Heather began to write to me. To hear words like, Richmond, I love you. Richmond, I'm praying for you. They began to bring healing into places that were destroyed by voices and poverty and my self-image. I credit a lot of how I feel now about myself to those letters that I received from my sponsor. June the 3rd, 1996. I worked forward to accept the Lord Jesus in my heart. I began to feel, wow, I have been released from poverty. I have been released. God began to continue to grow the leadership within me. And then I felt fully called to pursue pastoral ministry. I began the Pastors Discipleship Network, a ministry that exists to train and equip pastors. And I spend a lot of my life training and equipping pastors in the Word of God. Looking back into my life and thinking where I am right now and what I'm doing, I don't think any of this would have been possible without compassion. Compassion works. Everything that was placed within the program has helped build me to who I am right now. Poverty is not just the lack of money, the lack of material, food, and water. Poverty is in. It's deep. My name is Richmond Wandera, and I was released from poverty in Jesus' name.
That just shows a little bit about the impact that you have when you sponsor a child with compassion. And so today we'd like to invite you to do that. You can come to the back and look at all these sponsorship forms. And on the front flap will be a little bit of information about the child and their situation. And if you'd like to sponsor, you can fill in the other two flaps and leave those with us. That is a place for your contact information. And your payment options as well. So please come after the service and see us. I want to mention that we have a lot of children there from Mexico. As I know that it's in your heart as a church family to connect more with the ministry that's happening there. And I also want to mention, as you're praying for the Muslim world during Ramadan, that we'd love to connect you with a child from Indonesia, for example. For those of you that sponsor today,
所有在今日去决定去赞助小朋友的弟兄姊妹,
we'd like to give you a choice of thank you gifts.
我希望去送一礼物俾你哋有选择嘅.
So if you sponsor today, you can get a copy of this book.
你今日决定嘅话，你可以攞到呢本书。
And it's written by a very handsome man.
有一個很靚仔人寫嘅。
Who's very smart, no.
亦都好聰明嘅。
It's written by someone who isn't famous.
有一位仲未係好出名嘅人寫嘅。
Yet.
但係佢將會出名嘅。就係佢啦。
And we can make that a small thank you for sponsoring a child today.
就係一個小小嘅謝意，我可以送呢本書俾你。
Or we can get you a download card for an album.
或者你可以去俾一個嘅，讓你去喺網上下載一張唱片。
And this album is produced by my favorite song writer of all time.
呢張唱片係我有史最中意嘅、最喜愛嘅敬拜工作者做嘅。
It's my wife Camille.
就係我太太 Camille.
So that can be another thank you gift for you if you want to choose that instead.
亦都可以送俾大家作為一個謝意。
So I'd like to close this part of the service in a word of prayer.
我希望同大家做一個結束嘅祈禱。
Lord, today we thank you for the invitation.
主，感謝你，多謝你邀請我嚟到當中。
To go a little step deeper into your heart.
邀請我哋去到更加去貼近你嘅心意。
And I pray that we'd all find a way to respond to that invitation.
我祈求我哋都向住你邀請作出回應。
That our testimony would be beautiful and powerful.
我哋生命裏面見證將會係有力嘅，將會係美麗嘅。
That we would walk out in fullness what your priorities are.
我哋會深深去懂得你嘅優先次序係乜嘢。
I pray that you would bless this church family in their journey.
Okay, 我祈求你去祝福南溫哥華眾恩堂。
And we pray for these children that are represented on the table.
我亦都為咗台面上嘅需要贊助小朋友祈禱。
That you would provide for each one of them in Jesus' name.
你會為佢哋每一個提供一個幫助。
God bless your people.
主啊，求你祝福你嘅子民。
And bless the leadership of this church family.
祝福教會嘅教牧同工領導人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主名求，阿門。